Good morning, and we're learning Klal Tes, and we're discussing the concept of Miskayim. So we mentioned that at the end of the shiur that the Rambam applies the concept of Miskayim, that something has to have a certain amount of permanence to it, intrinsically. Wherever the person's intent is a different question, but intrinsically it has to have a certain amount of permanence to it, and if it doesn't, that's not going to be Chayim. So how much permanence does that require? So the Shaar HaTzion in Hilchos Shabbos Simon Shin Gimel, at the end, in Sukkot and Samaches, the Shaar HaTzion is Madaik and the Rambam. It doesn't have to last that long. Even if it can just last through Shabbos, there's enough to be called Miskayim for his purposes. The Bir Halacha in Simon Shin Mem, when it discusses the Malach of Kosev, he quotes a Rashba. The Rashba says that writing to be Chayiv does not require that it's permanent ink which will last forever. He says, but if a person is using the materials, the ink, and the surface that he's writing on, that it will last, would be the average amount of time people want something to last for when they're writing something. They don't want it to erase immediately. They want it to last a certain amount of time. So that's enough to be called the Miskayim, and it's going to be Chayiv. So it doesn't have to last forever. It does have to last more than just Shabbos. Over there, the Bir Halacha does not quote that the Rambam disagrees. Going back to the Shaar HaTzion, who quotes this Rambam, he points out that Rashi does not seem to learn the Mishnah like that. According to Rashi, it would need a longer level of permanence. He's not clear exactly how long that is. Regards to the second concept of Miskayim, where something which of its own accord could last quite some time, but the person plans to remove it. So, in regards to kosher, the more understands that by kosher that would not be chayiv. Why is that, that by kosher that's not chayiv? Because the whole concept of kshira is the idea of combining things together, making a knot which is an act of combining. If within the original knot that you made, you had intent to undo it, so that undermines the chibur which is being created by the knot. So that's a unique din in the lachos of kosher. What about teifer? Is there a p'tur of any miskayim by teifer? So there is a gemara which says that the tefir which intrinsically can't last is not chayiv. We understand that. That's true by all malachos. But here we have, let's say a person has a tefir which is of its own accord, could last for quite some time. But the person plans to undo it. So it's similar to the case of the knot, where it could last a very long time, but the person plans to undo it. Is there such a heter or not by Teifer? So there's no Gemara which says so. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Gimel, brings a machloikas, the Ramover that brings a machloikas, whether there's a tour of a Tria Shainish Shalkayama by Gabi the Malach of Teifer. And his second opinion is that there is a concept of Enemiskayim by Teifer. Vein Lahatrib if they Amorites. But you shouldn't, it's not clear to people that Amorites won't understand why you're being allowed to do this. It's not going to be Mutter unless it's a very short time, right? In regards to the Malach of Kosher, and matter, a knot which is made for less than 24 hours is mutter to undo. A knot which is made to be longer than 7 days, one cannot undo. A knot which is made to be somewhere between 24 hours and 7 days is machlokes, whether that's called en shakayama to the point that it's mutter, or shakayama it's not going to be chayiv, but it's not going to be mutter. So that's a machlokes, and we're showing on the second opinion, which is Mekel, Mekel Matzarech, Mshasat Chak. So the same thing would be true by Teifer according to this thought process. If it's made to a tefillah which is going to be removed immediately within 24 hours, it'd be mutter to undo that tefillah. Interesting practical application of this concept is the Rambam understands that gluing two things together is a toldo of Teifer. So when it comes to the question of opening the tabs on diapers, the tabs are stuck together. That's a form of glue. So that's a glue, it's gluing two things together. So that's Tofer, but it's made to be a temporary. You plan to, when you buy the diaper, open it up and use it. So you plan to open up the tabs and then eventually leave it open or whatever, just throw it out. So it's made to undo. So this would go into the concept of Eden Miskayim. So if we hold that there's no heter of Tofer of Eden Miskayim, so that's not going to help you over here. If you hold that there is, which the Ramah seems to come out to be Paskin, Eden Miskayim would apply to Tofer, this second concept of Eden Miskayim, so then there would be a heter with some more details, which we have to clarify, Mr. Shem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.